News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Dynamic pricing for electricity is on the way. Joining me now is Professor Aoife Foley, who is Chair of Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester. Aoife, some will remember the days when you used to get cheap electricity overnight and have a storage heater and have a bath at 3 o'clock in the morning. Is this essentially the same thing again, or is it much more complex?
No, that's time of use tariff. We still have elements of that. This is a tariff that in essence, reflects the half-hourly wholesale market price that's bid in by the generators in the day-ahead market into the CEMO, which is the system electricity market operator. It's the market for wholesale electricity pricing on the island of Ireland.
So does that mean that I will be sitting watching an app with my finger poised over the immersion to switch it on at exactly the right moment?
If you were that way inclined.
I assume there is a more practical approach, is there?
Well, to be quite honest, there'll be apps. It's an EU requirement. It came in part of the EU Electricity Market Directive in 2019, and then it came into Irish law in 2022. It was meant to come into effect last year, but it was delayed for different reasons.
And how will it benefit consumers?
Well, you know, it'll benefit consumers who have electric vehicles and who have heat pumps and who have hot water tanks that can, you know, respond in real time. You really need to know what you're doing. That's the key thing with dynamic pricing. And I suppose different aspects of it. People are aware of Ticketmaster and dynamic pricing and other controversy surrounding dynamic pricing. That's why people have to be careful. There is a cap on it, and it's the dynamic component. So all those standing charges and the base price, they all remain static. It's the portion of the electricity that reflects the price on your bill that reflects the wholesale market. But it's the wholesale market as it bids in the day ahead.
So does that mean then that if you get good enough, either using technology or using your own analysis, you have the EV plugged in outside and you watch the dynamic pricing and you say, that's about as low as it ever gets. I'll click charge now and get in at the lowest possible rate.
Yes, it is. But you have to be careful of two things. There'll be a cap in it. So it'll be capped at a certain price. In terms of how high it can go, which is about 50 cent a kilowatt hour. And it will be, now some people will get all excited because they'll say, oh, I'm going to have negative pricing. So you'd often see in wholesale electricity markets across the European Union, you could see up to a negative price of minus, you know, 200 or 300 or even 400 in one market there last year, euros per megawatt hour. That wouldn't be what would happen to you because the capped minimum price, the negative price, will reflect the base price, which is whatever you've agreed with your supplier. So that's the other thing that you need to be aware of. And I suppose something else I'd like to flag up in relation to dynamic pricing is it's not going to suit most people in the market. As people become more tech savvy and they're able to use their apps, it may become useful.
Why? Because the app will do all of the heavy lifting in terms of analysis.
Well, you'll still have to make the decision yourself ultimately, and that's what we see. But, you know, some people, obviously, they can get onto Claude and they can get onto ChatGPT and they can set up code and it's all wonderful, but you really need to know what you're doing.
I remember some time ago, I tried to understand what I think then was called the wholesale electricity spot market. And after a good hour of furrowed brow, I went away and just soaked my head because it was utterly baffling. Will most people take one look at this and say, no, I'm not giving over the weeks it'll take to learn this system to be able to gain a few quid?
I tell you, look, that's what we need to be really careful of, because when people moved to getting smart meters, putting in smart heating controls initially at the start around the time of the Ukrainian war, I remember I had an elderly lady email me from County Louth when I was at that stage in Queen's University Belfast, saying that she couldn't understand how the meter worked and she'd people out to her to shore and everything and she just couldn't get her head around it. Look, it's like me and pensions. One thing I never get is a pension. I can do the most complicated maths and look at these markets, electricity markets, energy markets, derivatives markets. I can look at any type of share price and I can figure it out. But when it comes to pensions, I freeze. So If you know what you're doing, great. If you don't, I'd be cautious. It's like buying tickets, I suppose, in Ticketmaster. But some people will be very tech savvy and good at this, Anton, you know, and just be cautious. That's the only thing I'd say at the start.
Aoife, thank you. Professor Aoife Foley, Chair of the Net Zero Infrastructure at the University of Manchester.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.